Greetings, readers. Welcome to the September edition of Library News. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, a time when the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled joins the American Library Association, ALA, and libraries nationwide to remind everyone about the valuable resources available with a library card. From borrowing Braille and large print books, ebooks and audiobooks and players, to learning new skills or attending a book club or story time, a library card helps everyone do more of what they enjoy, all without stretching their budget. There's something for everyone at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, and signing up for a library card is the first step on the path to academic achievement and lifelong learning for students. It's elemental, really. Everyone should have one. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, along with libraries everywhere, continues to adapt and expand services to meet the evolving needs of our community. To sign up for a library card or to learn more about the library's resources and programs, please visit iowalibrary.blog.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. The 23rd Midnight, DB114749 by James Patterson. Detective Lindsay Boxer put serial killer Evan Burke in jail. Reporter Cindy Thomas wrote a book that put him on the bestseller list. An obsessed maniac has turned Burke's true crime story into a playbook and is embellishing it with gruesome touches all his own. Now Lindsay's tracking an elusive suspect, and the entire murder club is facing destruction. There is violence, strong language, and description of sex. A bestseller. I Will Find You, DB113075, by Harlan Coben. David Burroughs was once a devoted father to his three-year-old son, Matthew, living a dream life just a short drive away from the working-class suburb where he and his wife, Cheryl, first fell in love, until one fateful night when David woke suddenly to discover Matthew had been murdered while David was asleep just down the hall. Half a decade later, David's been wrongly accused and convicted of the murder, left to serve out his time in a maximum security prison, a fate which, grieving and racked with guilt, David didn't have the will to fight. The world has moved on without him. Then Cheryl's younger sister, Rachel, makes a surprise appearance during visiting hours, bearing a strange photograph. It's a vacation shot of a bustling amusement park a friend shared with her, and in the background, just barely in frame, is a boy bearing an eerie resemblance to David's son. Even though it can't be, David just knows Matthew is still alive. David plans a harrowing escape, determined to achieve the impossible, save his son, clear his own name, and discover the real story of what happened. But with his life on the line and the FBI following his every move, can David evade capture long enough to reveal the shocking truth? Violence and strong language. Identity, DB114782, by Nora Roberts. Former Army brat Morgan Albright has finally planted roots in a friendly neighborhood near Baltimore. Her friend and roommate Nina helps her make the mortgage payments, as does Morgan's job as a bartender. But after she and Nina host their first dinner party, attended by Luke, the flirtatious IT guy who's been chatting her up at the bar, her carefully built world is shattered. The back door glass is broken, cash and jewelry are missing, her car is gone, and Nina lies dead on the floor. Soon, a horrific truth emerges. It was Morgan who let the monster in. Luke is actually a cold-hearted con artist named Gavin who targets a particular type of woman, steals her assets and identity, and then commits his ultimate goal, murder. What the FBI tells Morgan is beyond chilling. Nina wasn't his type. Morgan is. Nina was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and Morgan's nightmare is just beginning. Soon, she has no choice but to flee to her mother's home in Vermont. While she struggles to build something new, she meets another man, Miles Jameson. He isn't flashy or flirtatious, and his family business has deep roots in town. But Gavin is still out there hunting new victims, and he hasn't forgotten the one who got away. Bestseller.
Black Dog, DB109314, by Stuart Woods. After returning home from a treacherous adventure, Stone Barrington is all too happy to settle back down in his New York City abode. But when he's introduced to a glamorous socialite with a staggering inheritance, Stone realizes his days are about to be anything but quiet. As it turns out, Stone's intriguing new companion has some surprisingly familiar ties and other far more sinister ones, including a nefarious enemy who gets too close for comfort. when it becomes clear that this miscreant will stop at nothing to get what he wants and will endanger all whom Stone holds dear, Stone must step in to protect his friends and prevent a dangerous madman from wreaking havoc across the city. Stormwatch, DB113964 by C.J. Box. While tracking a wounded elk in the midst of an epic Rocky Mountain spring snowstorm, Joe Pickett makes a startling and gruesome discovery: the frozen and mutilated body of a man who has obviously trespassed on a private ranch and was killed near the location of a mysterious high-tech structure. Joe also finds the man's vehicle on an isolated mountainside. The victim's ID indicates that he is a prominent University of Wyoming professor. When Joe attempts to learn more, his investigation is obstructed by federal agents, extremists, and the governor, Coulter Allen. Nate Romanowski is rebuilding his falconry company and financing this through crypto mining with the assistance of Geronimo Jones. Nate is then approached by a shadowy group of local militant activists that is gaining in power and influence and demanding that Wyoming join other western states and secede from the Union, by force if necessary. They ask Nate to throw in with them, but he's wary. Should he trust them, or is he being set up? As a storm of peril gathers around them, Joe and Nate confront it in different ways, and maybe for the first time on opposite sides. Violence and Strong Language, bestseller. In the Blood, a Thriller, DB109317, by Jack Carr. A woman boards a plane in the African county of Burkina Faso, having just completed a targeted assassination for the State of Israel. 2 minutes later, her plane is blown out of the sky. Over 6,000 miles away, former Navy SEAL James Reese watches the names and pictures of the victims on the cable news. One face triggers a distant memory of a Mossad operative attached to the CIA years earlier in Iraq, a woman with ties to the intelligence services of two nations, a woman Reese thought he would never see again. Reese enlists friends new and old across the globe to track down her killer, unaware that he may be walking into a deadly trap. Between Black and White, a Legal Thriller, DB113062, by Robert Bailey. In 1966 in Pulaski, Tennessee, Bosephus Haynes watched in horror as his father was brutally murdered by 10 local members of the Ku Klux Klan. As an African-American lawyer practicing in the birthplace of the Klan years later, Bo has spent his life pursuing justice in his father's name. But when Andy Walton, the man believed to have led the lynch mob 45 years earlier, ends up murdered in the same spot as Bo's father, Bo becomes the prime suspect. Retired law professor Tom McMurdy, Bo's former teacher and friend, is a year removed from returning to the courtroom. Now McMurdy and his headstrong partner, Rick Drake, must defend Bo on charges of capital murder while hunting for Andy Walton's true killer. In a courtroom clash that will put their reputations and lives at stake, can McMurdy and Drake release Bo from a lifetime of despair? Or will justice remain hidden somewhere between Black and White? Violence, Strong Language, and Some Descriptions of Sex.
The Ninth Month, DB109610, by James Patterson. Emily Atkinson leads a complicated life in New York City. She's a successful marketing executive who lives in a luxury apartment and enjoys a glamorous existence until she lands in the hospital with a double diagnosis. She parties too much, and she's pregnant. Her nurse and new best friend, Betsy, helps Emily rediscover how much she loves morning runs in the park and quiet nights at home. But as a series of women in her wealthy social circles go missing, Emily's pregnancy becomes decidedly high risk. Dark Angel, DB113848, by John Sanford. Letty Davenport's days working at a desk job are behind her. Her previous actions at a gunfight in Texas and her incredible skills with firearms draw the attention of several branches of the U.S. government and make her a perfect fit for even more dangerous work. The Department of Homeland Security and the NSA have tasked her with infiltrating a hacker group known only as Ordinary People that is intent on wreaking havoc. Letty and her reluctant partner from the NSA pose as free-spirited programmers for hire and embark on a cross-country road trip to the group's California headquarters. While the two work to make inroads with ordinary people and uncover their plans, they begin to suspect that the hackers are not their only enemy. Some within their own circle may have betrayed them and has ulterior motives that place their mission and their lives in grave danger. Need You Now, a novel. DB113032 by James Gripondo. New York Times bestseller James Gripondo returns with a gripping new standalone novel, a story writ from the headlines in which a young financial advisor and his girlfriend uncover a conspiracy that reaches from Wall Street to Washington, from the trading floors of the stock exchange to the deepest halls of government. Like Gripondo's recent bestsellers, Afraid of the Dark and Money to Burn, as well as Gripondo classics like A King's Ransom and Beyond Suspicion, the provocative Need You Now is a fast-paced thriller in which danger and conspiracy lie behind every plot and promise, and the future of the nation lies in the hands of an unlikely champion.
Beginning September 19th and running through April of 2024 is another great year of Crafting Your Story After School program. This weekly program will be held every Tuesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 p.m. through April 23rd, 2024. Each week of the month will have a special theme. Week 1 is Crafting Corner. Week 2 is Games and Surprise Virtual Field Trips with bonus prize giveaways. Week 3, Get Crafty with a special guest. And week 4 is Stirring Up Edible and Tasty Recipes. Once you are signed up, once a month, you will receive a program supply kit, a Crafting Your Story swag bag, and a Read a Book Challenge. Go to iowalibrary.blog to get signed up today. Makerspace Mondays returns this month as well. On September 11th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., join us at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled for Flavors of Fall with a slice of apple pie and learn how to make drape pottery. This fun program is for all ages, and there is an online registration that needs to be completed. You can find the link on our blog at iowalibrary.blog, or call the library and we can help get you registered. If you are unable to join in person, no problem. Just complete the online registration form found at iowalibrary.blog and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link, and the supplies will be mailed directly to your preferred address. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338 with any questions.
The Library Consumer Advisory Committee at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is seeking new members. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled of the Library of Congress requires that each network library have an advisory committee composed of a representative group of users and members of related organizations. Input from the advisory committee is used to guide the library through strategic planning. The committee meets virtually 4 times a year on the last Friday of January, April, July, and October at 2 p.m., where the library presents a library update and discussion. The committee size ranges from 8 to 15 members. The committee works to increase public awareness of the library's facilities and services, works to increase the potential for services to underserved individuals, helps the library establish priorities for future expansion of services, encourage the efforts of volunteers and services to users, and provides comments and reactions regarding the development of new equipment and materials. If you are interested in participating in the committee, contact Sarah Williford, Director, Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, at 515-494-8439, sarah.williford@blind.state.ia.us.
NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. The topic for this month will be using your Braille display to read Braille Bard books on your iPhone. For this session, Judy Dixon will demonstrate how to access Bard Braille books located on your iPhone and read them with your Braille display. Note that the information in this session will apply to any Braille display, including the NLS Braille e-reader. After the demonstration, Judy and the rest of the NLS staff will take questions about the demonstration or anything else relating to Bard. Contact the library for the login information or go to iowalibrary.blog. Thanks to the Marrakesh Treaty and expanded book acquisition, the National Library Service continues to add more international language books to their catalog than ever before. To help both patrons and network library staff locate these titles, NLS is pleased to announce the current issue of the online publication, International Language Quarterly, ILQ, can be found on www.loc.gov/NLS/ILQ. ILQ highlights a broad selection of international language titles recently added to the NLS collection. This ILQ issue, Volume 3, Issue 3, features 138 books in 26 languages. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!